This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Impeachment prosecutors on Thursday concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that former President Donald Trump incited insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police, while Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left at least five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. On Friday, Trump's lawyers will begin presenting his defense. They have broadly claimed that Trump's speech at a rally shortly before the rampage at the Capitol, in which he urged his supporters to fight like hell, was permissible political rhetoric sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Several impeachment managers warn that if Trump is acquitted, which is likely the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for the presidency in 2024. President Joe Biden announced the United States will have enough vaccine by the end of the summer to inoculate 300 million Americans. Speaking at the National Institutes of Health Thursday, Biden said his predecessor did not do his job in getting ready for the massive challenge of vaccinating hundreds of millions. The country is on track to exceed Biden's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans within his first 100 days in office. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States on Thursday announced new sanctions against Myanmar, also known as Burma, more than a week after the country's military overthrew the democratically elected government. The United States Treasury said Thursday that it had sanctioned 10 individuals and three organizations who played a leading role in the overthrow of the democratically elected government. The Myanmar government's February 1st overthrow of the country's government has prompted widespread street demonstrations there against the takeover for the four or five consecutive days. Military leaders have placed Democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other officials of the civilian government and the National League for Democracy Party, as well as activists, under arrest. Curfews have been enforced and gatherings restricted. Tokyo's 2020 Olympics chief, Yoshiro Mori, is expected to resign Friday over the sexist comments, with the mayor of the Olympic Village saying Mori had asked him to take over. The 83-year-old Mori, a former Japanese prime minister, sparked a global outcry with sexist comments that women talk too much, which he made during an Olympic committee meeting. Mori has apologized for his comments, but has so far refused to resign, despite growing calls for him to step down. His resignation, less than 6 months before the Summer Olympics are scheduled to begin, would raise new doubts over the viability of holding the postponed Games this year. Games officials are already struggling with how to hold a safe Olympics with tens of thousands of athletes and possibly spectators during the coronavirus pandemic. More than 180 human rights groups are calling for diplomatic boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games to protest Beijing's abuse of racial and ethnic minorities. The coalition of Tibetan, Hong Kong, Taiwanese, and human rights groups issued an open letter calling on governments to boycott the Games to ensure the Games are not used to embolden the Chinese government's appalling rights abuses and crackdowns on dissent. Such a so-called diplomatic boycott would involve the withdrawal of ambassadors during the 2022 Games and suspending consular functions. The Chinese-controlled state media responded that China will definitely retaliate fiercely. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.